Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You tired, Hugh?
A little bit, Joe.
Tired like of
these,
what? Like,
I'm tired of dealing with these Twitter trolls.
Hold on. What are the Twitter trolls doing?
What are they doing?
I ain't been trolled lately because I've been kind of like the ones that I don't like.
Behaving?
When you try to, I have for the most part because Rod's not listening right now.
He's always
Blue Jeans is not. I know he got the replay.
The app,
but it's like
the Odyssey app. By the way, could rewind
like,
the show.
It's like you try to get on here and you try to be clear and concise, but no matter what you say,
yeah.
People still hear what they want to hear.
Yeah, that's a them problem.
And
yeah.
I mean, but you know,
there's nothing we can do.
I do get kind of offended when somebody say, "Well, you flip flopping." Somebody, dude, I'm not a flip flopper. I don't even know how to flip flop.
Well, that,
also, but
what I flip flop about?
Well,
I flip flop.
Also, flip flopping is allowed if something happens.
Yeah,
so but like, it's like
the stay on that side people are talking nonsense.
Well, because in real
what if
life,
something changes,
it doesn't work that way.
Right.
Let's say you bought a new house and you love your new house, right? And then you
but
get
you don't like the kitchen.
Well, the kitchen, the cabinets all fall down when you walk in one day, like or the roof caves in. Guess what? You don't like anymore or love anymore your new house, new information, new opinions. Yes, I was the same person 5 years ago that said bench Carson Wentz. I want to see Jalen Hurts play.
By the way, we can apply it to those people. Hugh came back to town to do Philly radio, and everyone's like, Hugh Douglas, one of my favorite former Eagles, and now Hugh says, Dak, I'm fantasizing about Dak in this offense over Jalen. Yeah, they're like, what have you ever won, Douglas?
Yeah, they get mad. I don't
tell them to stay on that side. All right, we do have some news in the baseball world. It does impact the Philadelphia Phillies. So yesterday, of course, we got the news: Kyle Schwarber back. We were all excited. 5 years, $150 million. Here, I got some more good Phillies news. Now, not a signing by the Phillies. We're still waiting to see what kind of deal JT Realmuto potentially comes back on. I do think he's going to come back. But, Hugh, the New York Mets just got a little bit worse because Pete Alonso, their slugger that protects Juan Soto in their lineup, is leaving the Mets on a 5-year, $155 million contract to the Baltimore Orioles. Now, the Orioles were the team, Hugh, we found out yesterday, they were the other team offering Schwarber $5,150. So they took that money and they went and gave it to Pete Alonso. So Pete Alonso leaves the Mets. He heads to Baltimore. Hugh, I'd say this is a good couple days for the Phillies. The Phillies retain their slugger and the Mets who
lose theirs.
Yeah, I think that's a good outcome.
Yeah, I mean, especially when the Mets, you know, they like Pete just dipped. What he got, 155 of them things?
Yeah, basically the same contract as Schwarber with five extra million.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
So, yeah, Alonso out of the division.
What are the Mets going to do?
I don't know.
Maybe. Lost Diaz, lost Alonso.
Yeah, they've lost a lot on a team that wasn't even good enough anyway.
They didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah, I would think with the owner they have, they got more up their sleeve. We'll see what
bread.
They
got bread.
Yeah,
but I don't know what's out there.
Bregman?
For like significant, in terms of like, because the Juan Soto thing is a go all in move. Like, let's boost this roster over the top. and try and win a World Series. What's their World Series winning move?
If I had to guess, and I hope it doesn't happen, if the Tigers trade Tarik Skubal, who's probably the best pitcher in baseball right now, everyone seems to think they're the team that will trade for him and pay him. So I hope it doesn't happen because he's a difference maker. But the Mets are worse today, and the Phillies are better. It is good right now here in Philadelphia on that front. All right, Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. I kind of like not looking at the Twitter poll until deep into the show because I have no idea what's going on over there. I'm sure everyone's handling the question well today, which, of course, was about Jalen Hurts and about Tanner McKee and the idea of, you know, is it on the table for you the rest of the season to potentially sit Jalen Hurts down? Should benching Jalen Hurts be on the table at all this season? Hugh, what do you think the voting came down on this one? Yes or no?
I would say... This one's a tough one. Because I want to say most people said no, but not after the game that he had.
Remember, we got the extra day of relaxation for people to calm their emotions down.
I'm going to say 60% yes, what Jalen benched.
So you are correct on the percentage breakdown, but the opposite. So 66% no, 34% yes.
Okay, well, I'm happy. I'm happy that the people see it the way that they see it. I appreciate that because I didn't know. Because it's been hard out there in them Twitter streets. And it's even harder when the boss looking at your timeline all the time.
You're going to be okay, buddy.
I told you to lay low.
I have been laying low. I have not had the vitriol that I usually have because I know he...
Well, it's because this week I'm the one that's yelling about the quarterback. And you're saying, well, I saw some positives.
No, you know what it is, man. I feel like we are a beacon of light.
No.
A voice of reason. Well, I think that I am.
No.
And you know what? You know what I'm starting to realize?
What's that?
I'm guilty by association.
What?
You guys.
No, hold on. Whoa.
I didn't do that to you.
We're not tweeting from your phone.
No, y'all.
We're not the ones fantasizing about Dak Prescott in Eagles uniform.
No, I was fantasizing about Dick or the Kicker.
Right. I'm guilty by association.
No, you're not.
Because a lot of times...
You said you imagine Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Eagles.
I get lumped in with y'all and some of the wild stuff y'all
You
say.
Trying to sever ties is so rich now.
I'm not
no,
trying
you
to...
know what? I see what's going on now. Because Hugh was taking so much heat for his Hurts criticism.
Yep.
And now what he noticed is that Joe was about to call for the backup and he was like, ooh, I can be the good guy today.
No.
This is so convenient.
This is not it. I'm in for a penny.
Hugh was fantasizing about Dak Prescott.
Did you nan-nan the boo-boo me? Yes. That's what you were doing?
Didn't you do that to me last week?
Yes, I promise. Yeah,
you all right.
No, I'm just saying.
La,
I'm
la, 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 la.
Can
we have the red zone static that we played yesterday?
I'm not abandoning the crew. I'm just saying it is what it is.
We can't hear you here. Sorry. There must be something wrong with the mic.
You guys are so
childish. All right. Can we, let's see if the coaches operated talk. The coaches press conference sponsored by PDQ Signature Systems. If you're in the restaurant, hospitality, or casino business, you need a PDQ POS systems. With PDQ POS, you'll sell more, earn more, and work less. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. Visit PDQPOS.com. Here is Nick Sirianni.
Nick, when the defense is playing well and you're not going to win, so how do you make sure those guys don't get demoralized by it?
Yeah, again, this is the ultimate team game, and one phase has to pick up another, and there could be games like that. There can be games the opposite way. But that's the important part of always connecting with everybody in the building, controlling the things you can control, all those different things.
You open up the offensive playbook just a little bit. How do you balance like doing that versus like maybe asking some guys to not do something that they're familiar with at this point?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's different ways to. I mean, some things are, you know, it's just a difference of a formation or something like that. There still be concepts that you've run throughout the year. Maybe you do one with play action as opposed to doing it with drop back. But you always are mixing things and introducing new things, you know, as the year continues to go on too. As you see, there's sometimes you see something on tape that fits something that you do with a little bit of a difference. And, you know, I think that's just kind of been business as usual as far as that goes, as we put different things in throughout the year. But it always goes back to, you know, does it fit with what you're kind of going for that week, and what your identity is and what you want to do.
Nick, usually when you have a guy coming off IR, you give him a week to practice and then he'll play in the next game. With You're right.
Yeah.
Marcus Epps came right off IR, hadn't really played defense all year. What made you confident in having him come right from IR to play? And what did you think of the way he played?
Yeah, I thought he did a lot of good things. We've got a lot of confidence in Marcus. That dates back, you know, obviously to when he was here prior. And then we're really excited to get him back. And, you know, until he got injured, was giving us good reps on special teams and even some time on defense. So have a lot of confidence in him and the things that he can do. And I thought he did a lot of good things. You know, everybody's a little different, right? Just because one guy took a week to get off, you know, everybody's bodies are a little different. Everybody's situation's a little bit different. So not in our, like my, written in my notes to say, hey, this guy will go after 1 week on it. It's more like, is he ready? Then you go with it. If not, then you wait another week.
For that, the fact that Lane did not go on IR would suggest this general time frame was a possibility. How's he coming along, and are you expecting him to practice this week?
Yeah, he's working hard. You know, he's working hard to do everything he can do to get back as fast as he possibly can. Obviously, he's a great football player, great team leader. And we'll see. We'll see where that is as we continue on. You know, we got to walk through today, being that it's a short week for us. And then, but we'll see. We'll see as the week continues.
What were your takeaways from the chance that Jalen was taken over the middle in the passing game? I mean, there were some interceptions, but it seemed like his timing was better, especially the overtime throw to Devontae. Overall, what was your takeaway from that and what you could build on?
From particularly the middle?
Yeah, the middle.
Yeah, I think that there was opportunities there that he did a good, you know, did a good job of taking some of those opportunities that he was given, and I think he's always does a good job of taking what the defense gives him. You know, obviously, you know, never want the turnovers, but you know, he did some really good things. I think there was, you know, we can always look at, you know, I'm always going to look at, you know, obviously the win loss, the turnovers, and look at that and say that. But like, there was a lot of good things on offense, and there was, you know, we were able to move the football against a really good defense. Now, we didn't finish, you know, drives for multiple different reasons, and we turned the ball over for multiple different reasons. But there was a lot to be encouraged by that we're, you know, continuing to go into the right direction that we need to go to. You know, that will be something that we talk about today, you know, in our meeting. So, but yeah, I thought he did a good job taking what he gave him. And again, there's for different reasons. There were some plays that didn't work out, and there were some plays that were explosive.
AJ had two plays that were drops over the middle of the field, led the interception, then the one in the end zone. I was wondering what the teaching points are on those two and what kind of your thoughts on the plays were overall.
Yeah. Yeah. So obviously uncharacteristic of AJ to have drops. No doubt uncharacteristic, just, you know, like we've talked about with Jalen, uncharacteristic interceptions as well, you know, for both parties. So, you know, I haven't even went over the tape with them yet. I would hate to say, hey, here's the coaching point without, you know, but there's always, sometimes it's, you know, when you talk about drops, sometimes one, it's just a drop, and sometimes there's a coaching point that you reiterate, you know, off of a drop. And so we'll go through that today. We'll have our conversations in here about it. But, you know, I know he wants, when anytime he comes to a drop, you know, he wants to catch it more than anybody. So if there's a good coaching point, you go over it. If not, you'd say, hey, make sure you work this catch, you know, 10 times more than you would have had you not dropped it. So that's kind of how we go through that.
The play before halftime, why did it not seem with two timeouts that there was any option in the middle of the field to maybe get an easier field goal attempt?
Yeah. Again, so you get the ball there at the 30 with two timeouts. We're trying to advance it. That the way we tried to advance it was to the sideline, and it didn't work. So, you know, we have plays in our offense to be able to advance it without getting too much, you know, in the middle. And then we have plays in our playbook that try to advance it on the sideline. And we chose the one on the sideline, and it didn't work.
From some of the things that went well for the offense, Saquon took some handoffs when Jalen was lined up under center that ended up in some chunk gains. What about those plays in particular worked well, and how do you feel like you can replicate?
Yeah, many different ways that you can create explosives in the run game, under center, in the gun. There's screens that are like runs. There are, you know, shovels that are like runs. So there's many different ways to go about it. You know, I think at the end of the day, we got great, there were good schemes, you know, introduced by the coaches, and then there was good execution, right, by the players. And so, you know, with really good fundamentals. So, you know, on those particular ones, that's, you know, Saquon found some light and was able to get free, and that was huge.
From your perspective, there looked to be, to us at least, some different additions into the offense. And you mentioned the ball going the right way. Is how much of that is trying to get that involved versus Jalen deciding, okay, this is where the football needs to be on a certain play?
Yeah, every time that Jalen has the ball in his hands, he's got to make the decision of where the football goes based off of, you know, the read on the play, what the defense is doing. And so, you know, I don't think there's anything different as far as that goes. And, you know, I've had some of those concepts in before, did a couple of them a couple different ways to create some explosives. But, you know, again, thought there were some things to be encouraged. And obviously we got to, you know, again, we thought we were explosive as an off, you know, we were more explosive than, you know, we won the explosive play battle, I guess is what I'm saying. But you just got to win that turnover battle, and we got to finish drives to get to see the full array of what we want to be on offense.
When it comes to anticipation for the quarterback, how can you guys help him get better at that?
Of anticipating? Yeah, you know, it's always about
with anticipation.
Yeah, it's always about that. We're constantly talk through and think through. I guess it's like really anything, right? You constantly talk through what your timing is of your footwork, and then you watch the tape when it's on, and you praise when it's on, and you correct when it's off. So that's no different than a receiver in his route and if their footwork being on and them being in the right spot. So, you know, that's something, that's how you coach it, is, you know, you first of all, your job description is clear with what you're, you know, what the read is, what you want to happen on the play. And then you get into walkthroughs and you get into practice, and you correct it or you praise it if it's met. As far as, you know, there's different things we could do scheme wise that we have without getting too much into that. But those are all those different things. I thought that he had a lot of good throws that he was anticipating. And that was a result of, you know, him taking the proper footwork, him going through his read in a great time, and, you know, getting to the right guy.
Saquon has said that during the week, the vibes of practice in the locker room are really high, but then on Sunday, he's noticed it's been a problem. I was wondering what you see, and maybe if you agree, why, like, the good vibes during the week don't seem to be transferring to the sideline on Sunday.
Yeah, I think Sunday is about being locked into what you're doing, and not that Monday, Tuesday, that is too, but you know, you're everybody's in a routine on the sideline, right? It's like you're the free throw shot. You want to go through your same routine every single time in between series. So sometimes you're focused on the routine, and sometimes it's a result of, hey, it's not going the way you want it to go. There's a difference between being completely focused and locked in when it's not going well. You know, the vibe might be not as high when it's not going well. I mean, I think that's human nature, right? Like, you're not going to be like, yeah, we punted on whatever, you know what I mean? So, I think that's natural of that, in the sense of, you know, Stout always says this: execution fuels emotion. And so that's what we're focused on, locked in on, is executing. We're focused on trying to get them in the right, you know, put them in positions to succeed and go from there. And I think that's what happens when, I think you'll see more vibe, I guess, to say, you know, as we, you know, because we're confident as we start to execute and you know, coach even better.
Like, there were with the reads and the run game for our offense on Sunday, were there more opportunities where Jalen might have had an opportunity to run, just didn't happen in those plays, or, you know, just curious about.
Yeah, without getting too much into that, we had some runs called that. You know, some early on into that football game that we called, and they did a good job of stopping it. So, you know, some of those kind of, as just like you adjust to try to attack things that you know, you think you can attack, you do that same adjustment for something that might not be working at that particular time. So, you know, hats off to them. They were able to stop some of those types of runs. But, you know, we always want that to be part of our, you know, of who we are and what we do.
What's the person closing close with John after a four interception game, 5 years into this? Are you tougher on him, or are you trying to build him up? How do you approach that relationship at this point?
Yeah, we know each other well enough that, you know, and, you know, we're always just doing everything we can do to get better. You know, won't get too much into that. But, you know, always, like I said earlier, you always praise the things that they do well, and you correct the things that you want them to improve. That's our job as coaches. You know, the tone or the energy or whatever you do, you know, I won't get too much into that, but, you know, everybody, you know, you may not coach everything exactly the same as far as demeanor, or, you know, so there's a time to yell, there's a time to bring up, but it's always goes back to, I think there's an art to this. It always goes back to the standard. Did you meet the standard? Did you not meet the standard? And then there's an art to, you know, how you correct it in the sense of that, but it's always goes back to the standard. Did you meet it? Great. Did you not, you know, and you're going to praise that. And did you not, then you correct it.
After review of that last interception, what'd you think of the play call, the execution, and then the decision by Jalen?
Yeah, obviously it didn't work. So, you know, and they got an interception from it. Obviously a really good play by their corner and the safety. You know, the corner did a really good job of midpointing it, and getting his hand on the football and knocking it away. But won't go into, you know, whose fault, you know, what was the fault or anything like that. That's for us in here. And I always respect the job that you guys have to do. But, you know, always keep the things in here of what I thought between us and the players. But, yeah, definitely coachable moments for all of us in that particular moment. But great play by them.
Last one?
Nick, what do you think about Dory's play over the last couple of weeks, and particularly Monday?
Yeah, I think he's been doing some really good things. Obviously had the big interception we got from the pressure that we got right there, but, you know, was in good positions. I always think he's in good position to make plays, you know, willing tackler, willing to throw his body around to make tackles. And so he's been doing a lot of good things. And I think last week the defense, you know, as a whole did a really good job, and Adoree certainly was a big part of that.
All right, there it was, Nick Sirianni's press conference. A lot of questions about the quarterback here. They snuck in some about Marcus Epps, which,
okay. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I'm just saying that if you want to win Eagles Insider of the Year, I need more Jalen Hurts questions and less Epps questions.
Well, they were probably trying to be kind.
Kind to who? Marcus Epps, the listeners.
The listeners.
Hold on. Wait a minute. They're trying to be kind?
Yeah. If I was in there, I'd have asked all the hard questions.
Hound dog Hugh.
I'd have asked all, like, but that, you know. And I'd have wore my Eagles Hall of Fame jacket.
Now, you can't ask hard questions wearing that.
What are these reports I hear about y'all trying to get another quarterback next season?
True or
what's
false,
up with that?
Nick?
What's going on?
Hey, Nick, are you guys going to draft a quarterback again next year?
I would definitely not do that.
Yeah, because
they would definitely
wouldn't
not
invite
back
you
in
back
well,
after that one.
You know, they say it was like going to hell with gasoline draws on you, lighting stuff on fire.
Yeah, you can't do that. All right, let's quickly grab Dan in Pottstown, and then we got a lot to do here with you people coming up in a few minutes. What's up, Dan?
Joe, how are you and the boys doing there? Pretty good.
We're getting by, Dan.
Yeah,
what's up?
Okay.
Hey, getting ready for the holidays. Hey, about the birds there. Yeah, it's sad what's going on, but like some of your callers have said, they're 8-5, not 5-8. I get it. One of the biggest issues I have this year with the team, Barkley's not getting any yards, and there's a reason for that. The offensive line last year was called the best in the league. It's average at best right now. I mean, you have Lane Johnson out. Some of it's due to injuries. Lane Johnson's out. 69's been dinged up. 51, the center's been dinged up. I don't know what's happened to Jordan Mulatto on the left side there, because he's not. I don't know if he has any injuries, but he hasn't been playing up to par.
I agree. The offensive line has not been as good this year. Yep.
I played football through high school and a little in college. You're not going to win with a subpar offensive line. You got the best backs in the world. I'll take an average backs with a great line, and you'll win. And they're not winning right now. Last few games, and I put a lot of it on the offensive line.
Dan, I agree. It's been a big downgrade from typical normal stuff we get here with the Eagles. Dan, good phone call. But I thought the offensive line was fine Monday. I mean, they had a couple that
they were decent. Yeah, they had some holding penalties. They had some penalties that killed drives, but they were decent.
Yeah, I thought they run blocked better. I thought Jalen, for the most part, had time. I thought it was one of their best days in a while. We'll see how they play the rest of the season. I don't think they're going to face any great fronts. I mean, Max Crosby's a great player. They're going to see him on Sunday, but the Raiders aren't very good. The Commanders' defense stinks. The Bills' defense is not the strength of their team. So hopefully they get on a good run and they play better. All right, 215-592-9494. That is the phone number to hop in here.
It's here's Hello Stocking.
First of all, you look like a big old candy cane.
Yeah, it is that time of the day to find out what is in Hugh's Holiday Stocking, presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Gerhard's Supply. Hop in now, 215-592-9494. You get up, you get to ask Hugh one yes or no question, and then you get to make your guess as we figure out what is in that stocking today. I'll tell you about that prize you're playing for coming up on the other side on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Everyone's favorite time of day. We get to find out what is in Hugh's holiday stocking.
Almost everyone's.
Almost. All right. Today you are playing for the qualifying prize pack here, which this whole thing presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Gerhard's Appliances. Today's winner, two Jack Daniel's Rocks glasses, the umbrella, the golf tee pack, playing cards, and the Weber Grill Brush, courtesy of Gerhardt's Appliances. But if you win today, you're automatically entered for the grand prize, which includes the Weber Grill, the Yeti Cooler, and the Cornhole Set.
Yeti Clutch.
Yeti is clutch. All right, Hugh, why don't you give everyone a clue?
I got a good feeling about this one.
And then you,
everyone, I do too.
The callers can hop in, ask you one yes or no question, and then you get a guess. So what is the clue to help everyone kind of have a sense of where you're going?
This item is blue.
That's it?
It's blue.
All right. So you're just giving us a color. All right. Yeah. There's a lot of things that are blue. All right. Let's go to Ron in the Northeast, who's up first on what's in Hugh's holiday stocking. Hey, Ron.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Love listening to your show. It's always fun. You always got good stuff going on.
Thank you.
You guys are great. I kind of got in there last minute, so I'm just trying to catch up to speed. So the only thing I can think of that's blue, and I don't know if it's going to be anything hard, if you know what I'm saying, to guess, but I'm thinking you might have a little blue chew going on somewhere. I don't know.
You
see, man.
You got mad at me yesterday because it was too hard. Now I just made it easy. Now you're mad again.
Yes,
you are. It's almost like, there's a middle ground. You're never satisfied,
no.
Kyle. Never satisfied.
That's because I don't have blue chew.
Never too hard, yeah.
Hugh Douglas with
so,
a blue chew.
So hard.
No, I was going into detail because everybody's like, why you pick that? And I was like, you know, it's the holidays. Everybody trying to
you're
go back
man.
To back.
Good man,
I mean,
like
this
it.
Was this
like
is an all-time bad one.
Ron, good job.
Good job, Ron.
Everybody trying to go
I mean,
back.
My goodness, Hugh.
Now, I will say, in Hugh's defense on this, when we planned this out, did anyone know that there would literally be a Blue Chew commercial leading right back into the segment?
No,
so Blue
didn't.
Chew was on everyone's mind. I'm sure they're loving the extra advertising here.
Yeah,
I mean, it was on everyone's
plug.
Mind.
Shameless plug.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny.
It was... I knew right away that he knew too. You could you could sense it. Like he walked into it with the answer. He had it, and so
probably everybody else probably had it too.
You know what I think we should do at some point? I think it'd be funny if we had a graphic that was made of you standing next to the stocking, right? And then all the things that end up in your stocking for this promotion. So we've had Frank Sinatra.
Uh huh.
We have had eggnog.
Yes.
We have had a glizzy, and now we have blue chew.
And it was a glizzy. We should have got more details. It was a glizzy wrapped in aluminum foil.
It was right.
Yeah, it wasn't just the glizzy.
Yeah.
It was
not the same kind that Aaron called about today. No, when he talked about the bacon and then
no, it wasn't. It was
all
wrapped
that stuff.
In. It was like aluminum. You know how like wrapped it in the bun. It was just and it was an aluminum foil to try to keep it warm. And it was a glizzy.
This has turned out to be one of the most unique giveaways because every day it's just like it goes one to the other. Like the fact that we started with Frank Sinatra, we got the David Copperfield call.
Yes,
the and glizzy one took us 15 minutes, and that was. I had to apologize to the audience because that took way too long. And then today, it's the first guess.
Yeah.
Now,
I'm proud of myself.
The question is, and some people have surmised this as a theory, are you sabotaging Hugh's holiday stocking in protest because we won't give you Hugh's clues back?
Who
it's
said
fair
that?
To wonder.
People,
who said that?
The streets, as you say.
The streets, me.
The streets are talking.
The streets are talking.
Yeah.
If by the streets, you mean me.
Hey, and I feel like, by me getting defensive like I did, it feels like there might be some truth to that. But I don't know. I don't think so.
I think there is a part of you that is saying, if I just make this, you know, easy, they're going to give me back Hugh's clues.
I feel attacked. Why are you putting that on me?
I'm trying to just...
I feel attacked every time we do one of these.
Stay tuned tomorrow for what's in Hugh's holiday
tomorrow's
stocking.
Going to be even better. Like tonight, I'm going to think about it.
You put your thinking cap on.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a first.
See that?
I couldn't resist. Yeah, sorry.
I think it's something good tomorrow.
Okay. I mean, I don't think Blue Chew was bad.
I don't think it was either. Especially, you know, it's right in our age demographic.
Well, that's true. And we
find our age demographic. Well, I mean, they range. It might be your age demographic.
First of all, I ain't got no problems. But
well,
it's
you're
always,
the one
you're closer than me, buddy.
I ain't got no problem. I'm okay with an assist. You know what I mean? I ain't got no problems, but I'm just saying, assists.
Yeah, you can put up the shot, but assists, you know, just make things easier for you.
Somewhere a medical professional is rolling their eyes.
No, I'm just saying.
I don't need the medication, but I take it anyway.
No, you take it because you want to put together a performance, a memorable one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You want to. You want to put in work as
I think we understand. I think everyone understands.
Joe fantasizing about Dicker.
Yeah, that was yesterday. That's not
Dicker
today.
Dicker the kicker.
Yeah.
He was Dicker-matized. It was right there.
We all watched the game. No. Who didn't have... All right, let's
Who didn't? I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I was just like, damn.
You had zero Dicker envy as
no,
you...
No.
Okay.
I was just like, man. You know, all Joe's side, you know what I thought? Every time he smiled, right?
Dicker.
Yeah.
The kicker.
I was like, man, he needed to see a dentist because his teeth was kind of.
You know what? I haven't even noticed that. I got to search.
I'm sorry.
Cameron
as
Dicker.
As an older gentleman, you know, because your teeth matter and how you know.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, they're a little space. I was like, no, you need to go ahead and probably get
but
you
maybe
some
he's going for that look.
What? The rake look?
The Strahan.
The Strahan? But no, it wasn't just the two. It was like all of them. They were kind of spaced out.
Okay. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
No, I'm saying, because, like, you know, especially in this dating realm, because I know women do it too. I look at teeth. I am at that, like, I'm not in a relationship, so I look at teeth. And if your teeth messed up, then that kind of tells me a lot. You know what I mean? Because we're too old to be having, like, jacked up teeth.
Have you listened to the PI Dental Center read? Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you.
I'm trying to tell you. Like, seriously. Like, if I meet somebody, the first thing I say is, oh, she has nice teeth. And if that's not the case, then it's like, damn, why are you running around with your mouth looking like that? Everybody got a dental, like, especially if you work. I know dental plans are expensive. Here we go. But if you work, you bet, man, listen, you're too old to be running around with your teeth looking like that. Seriously. All jokes aside.
You know, I just, sometimes I think about the person in the audience that just tuned in, right?
And I'm talking about
for the first time ever, too.
All right, Schwarber resigned. The Eagles are struggling. What are they talking about? Man, the Chargers kicker's mouth looked like a rake. Hugh Douglas saying he takes blue shoes for the hell of it. And the first thing he looks at is teeth.
That's a hell of a spectrum.
If you're searching, this is Philadelphia Sports Talk Radio.
94
WIP. This is where you want to be.
I'm just saying,
don't go anywhere. We'll get to all the other stuff.
I'm just saying. See, you guys are in happy, committed relationships. I'm still looking. And if, like, okay.
You're screaming for one soon, buddy. With this.
Hey, listen, I admit, I've been told, like, I've gotten too picky.
Yeah. Have you thought about looking at the man in the mirror?
I look in the mirror, I'm getting my teeth worked on Monday.
No, I didn't mean it how you look. I mean,
I'm getting worked on Monday.
I'm getting my teeth right Monday.
Soon, I will be ready.
Hey, listen, I'll be back in the game. I'm getting this part of my
Not today, but by Monday?
By Monday, I'm going to be in the game. What you talking about?
Okay,
let's go. The holidays right around the corner, too, guy. Oh, I'm going to kill him with this outfit.
New teeth, new outfit, new hue.
Who this?
Big V and Matt Laurel joins the nonsense. Big V.
Okay.
Wait a minute. This ain't starting off right.
Nope.
Okay. I mean, there's a lot of things I want to say about the blue chew and the new teeth, but I'm going to keep this PG. Okay. Let's go back to the original topic. Should they bench Jalen? Have you lost your ever-loving mind, Joe Giglio? You are out your positivity, responsibility, rabbit a mind.
Mm-hmm. Why?
First of all, why? Well, let's see. 2 weeks ago, you were raising the banner. We're on our way to the Super Bowl. And now...
I raised the banner for the division. The Super Bowl is a different thing. Also, I'm trying to keep the banner up, and I need better quarterback play. Otherwise, I got to come in here in a clown outfit because I called the division over, and we're going to blow it.
Well, the division isn't over when we're leading it. So this conversation makes no sense.
Yeah, we're leading it barely at this point. I mean, we're giving this thing back.
We're still leading it. That's the problem that we had when we were 8-2. We were leading it, and people were still complaining like we were 2-8.
Because now, the offense stinks.
The offense needs work, but Monday, the offense did move the chains. So we are making progress, okay? This isn't an overnight thing where you just, you know, wish on a genie
overnight.
Or your positivity rabbit. And
overnight?
It
is week. Oh. What week is it? 15?
Yeah,
the
like
season's
that.
Almost over. Overnight.
Okay, again, we are leading the division. Your freaking DEFCON 1. Okay? Bring it down a little bit.
I can't. I don't have the ability to do that, Big V. I've given the offense the entire season.
Listen,
It's dreadful. They haven't had a drought like this since 2012.
Okay. Why? Okay, can Hugh,
yes.
Can you get one of your friends to give him some of that expensive cheese to go with the Joe Giglio?
You need some of that cheese to go with Joe's wine? Yeah, he ain't whining.
You called in whining.
Also, you guys are whining because you don't like what I'm saying.
I don't have a problem with what you're saying.
Why, you know, yeah.
That's good. I'm just
saying. We have our own issues with
you guys. Glad you guys are cool.
We are cool. I didn't throw any pens.
Thanks for getting
that. I had four pens today. Didn't throw a single one at you.
I'm surprised you stayed in your seat the whole show. You didn't get up not man tired.
Actually, I felt it was therapeutic when I told Aaron to shut up three times. I felt so much better. And now I know how everyone listening feels. Like sometimes you just got to say, Aaron, shut up.
Aaron catches strays. He catches strays today.
He's had a tough one.
We'll get to that soon. People want to hear that again.
Okay.
Finally, people are seeing the light.
On Aaron?
Yeah.
I'm going to go home. I'm about to go home and get high, man. I ain't about to even lie to you, man. I'm about to go home and get high. For real.
You know, I'm happy for you, buddy.
I'm just saying. Y'all didn't want me out today. I'm about to go home and get high. I'm about to go straight
You know
home.
How they take clips of our show and they make them like the little rejoins? Yeah. Like the shark and peeing or the minivan?
The midday show. I'm about to go home and get high.
I can hear it.
I'm just saying, man. Y'all didn't worry me to death today with all this craziness, man. For real.
We wore you out?
Yeah, y'all wore me out with this crazy.
What about the offense that can't move the ball?
Oh, no. He was laughing at that on Tuesday.
No, I tried to tell y'all there are some good stuff that they did. Nobody wants to hear that.
Do you realize how low we have set the bar? That they did some good stuff. They moved the ball.
Can I be
honest? They also had five quarters to do it, by the way. Because I've seen a lot of people say, well, they had 360 yards offense. We all recognize they had more than four quarters to rack up whatever the hell they got on Monday.
Can I be honest? Mm. Okay, we came in here Monday before the game, and we said we wanted to see some growth, positivity. We didn't get the win, but we did grow. So you have to take it's the mini wins. It's micromanaging this thing, Joe. You got to take the mini wins.
Did we grow from that, or did we just get an answer as to why they won't grow?
No, I think now you rally the troops. You rally the troops. Yeah. You work harder this week, and you beat the Raiders. The Raiders are like that's a spoon fed for you. You just got to beat the brakes off.
I think they're the worst team in the league right now. We're getting the worst team in the league.
Oh, yeah. So you know how you get measuring stick games and you play good teams?
Yeah.
Whatever the opposite of that is, against the Raiders.
It's a homecoming game.
We are about to find out how far off we are.
I'm telling you, the bar is so low, it is set at 20 points. If we cannot clear 20 points, everyone just take off the rest.
What do we think are?
Shouldn't come in Monday.
What do we think are? Do we think they have the team total out?
They might. If I had to guess, I would say it's 20.
Oh my goodness. Hold on. No, the over under is 37.5.
Well, then our total can't be more than. I would say the Eagles team total is 22.5.
It's 24.5.
Okay. So what's the Raiders? If the Raiders is like 13?
12.5.
Oh, 12. Okay. Are we clearing 24?
It's going to be a great game,
guys. Are we clearing 24.5?
Mm-mm.
Oh, come.
I mean, do you want me to lie to you? Like, do you want me to be like the callers call in and say, we're going to score 38
yes.
to 12? You want me to do that?
It's the Raiders.
Have I done that in the last couple of weeks we've been doing this?
No, because you veered more to being Detroit Douglas and Dak Douglas.
No, I said
that.
21. I've been in the 20s.
You have.
For like at least the last couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. Because that's reality. Now, come Friday, I guarantee you, I'll bet you those 400 pennies that I owe Kyle and 400 more that somebody's going to call in here Friday. And say some ridiculous score that's going to be over 21 points.
So a whole $8 you're putting on this?
No, whole $8.
Watch out, everyone.
800 pennies.
All right, let's go to Mark at Woodbury Heights. Hey, Mark.
Yo, guys. How you doing?
Good, Mark. What's up?
I mean, I still don't have the answers on why Jalen Hurts is not being successful as a quarterback with all these experts on
Mark,
your
Mark, what kind of sandwich you eating, man? Like, you eating something. What you eating?
You guys caught me mid chew there.
No, I'm saying, what you eat, man?
Little Cape Cod wave chip.
Oh, I like those.
Boy, you smacking on that chip like it's
the right combination of crunch and salt. I'm in on the Cape Cod. You like the Cape Cod?
You got excited.
I love the Cape Cod.
That's in the blue and white bag, right?
I think so. With the lighthouse on it.
The lighthouse. Yeah, I love it. My wife treated me. I really appreciate it.
Oh yeah, that bag. No, I'm not a fan.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. It fits right into this hour. Jalen, I know you're asking, should he be benched? Mm-hmm. You got to win Sunday. I don't care if you're playing the Sisters of the Poor, the Raiders, whatever. You got to win. If he's not cutting it, you got to take him out at this point. We can't just keep doing this over and over again. It's like the Phillies offense this past summer. I mean, we just can't keep going through this. You know what I mean?
Well, at some point it becomes enough is enough, Mark, right? Yeah,
enough is enough, man. Remember the Phillies on opening day?
Of course. How do we forget?
That's exactly right.
I thought, as soon as you called in, I thought about it. Enough is enough. Mark, man, we appreciate it. Enjoy the Cape Cods. He's right. They're a good chip. You don't like the Cape Cods?
Nah.
What's your favorite chip?
They don't make them here. They're called Jones. They're from my hometown, Jones Potato Chips.
Okay.
But they changed the formula about 10, 15 years ago. But those are the ones I used to have them delivered. I used to have people send me boxes mm-hmm. of the Jones Potato Chips because they were made in Mansfield, Ohio.
Can you compare them to any other?
They would probably be closest to the Ruffles.
Oh, I do like a Ruffle chip.
They're probably closer to Ruffles than anything.
You know, I got to tell you, the Trader Joe's across the street.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
They got some fire chips.
You
got
to try their ruffled ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really good.
I'd rather go to Trader Joe's in that other spot.
Okay. Well, wherever you go, you get a
because they rob you.
Let's not say their name.
You know which one. They don't put no season on their food, though.
Oh, those people. Okay, let's get to you people.
You people. It's time to hear from you people. What do you mean, you people?
A lot of tomatoes in the chat for Joe today.
Oh, they're throwing the tomatoes.
Yeah, the tomatoes are back.
The virtual tomato
throw. Wait a minute, we got tomatoes in the chat.
People throw tomatoes. Yeah. The tomato emoji when they don't like the take.
They don't allow me to look at the chat.
No, it's best for
that's
everyone.
For the best, yeah.
Yeah.
You hear the ones that I select for you, and it still doesn't go well.
You know, we haven't discussed what the punishment would be. We kind of workshopped. I'd be in a full clown outfit if the Eagles blow the division.
Joe, don't do that.
No,
that's gonna be
no,
a meme.
I'm just saying we could throw in possibilities. People throw tomatoes at me.
Don't do that.
What do you think?
That's gonna be evergreen.
Be careful.
Don't do that.
Better be careful.
Don't do that.
The full clown outfit.
Yes. Don't do that.
I think that's the leader in the clubhouse right now. If we get there.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yep.
You guys have horrible takes every day, and you still have a job.
Well, that's
I like that one. Yeah,
that's true. Yeah. That's true. We do have like
that's
that.
Kind of the
I'm
job,
right.
Though.
I'm all, yeah. right. I'm all right with that. Yeah. I don't have horrible takes.
Well,
I get offended when I hear that. Because my takes are
I
fire.
Think the issue is people think takes are good or bad based on if you agree with
yeah.
them.
Yeah,
that's
basically
not,
that's what
that's
it is.
Not really
yeah,
how
no.
this works.
No.
Interceptions are bad whether or not you like Jalen Hurts or not.
It's like when we're arguing with a caller. And the caller is making the points that they agree with. And they're like, wow, you just got cooked.
Yeah, no. That's
you know what?
Because you agree.
What, who's playing tonight? Is there a game? The Sixers playing tonight? Somebody playing tonight?
Someone might be playing tonight.
But my thing is this. Go to your local watering hole.
Okay.
And just sit at the bar and listen to some of those stupid-ass takes that other people have. Yeah. Just ear hustling.
Well,
it's the same thing.
No Sixers tonight. It's a light NBA night.
It's a light NBA.
Everybody that calls and says Petullo was a joke, fire Petullo. Like, that's no different than us, like, we have criticisms about this player, that player. You have criticisms about the OC. You have criticisms about that player. For some reason, it's only the Jalen ones that gets people off.
Well, that's the problem.
Yeah. Yep. Julio has no sources.
I never said I did.
I know.
It's my opinion.
Yeah, you do have an opinion. Yeah. Yes. We all have an opinion.
That we all have opinions.
Mm-hmm. Let Marple Mack call the plays.
You know, I would be interested in what it looked like for a week.
I'm not a fan of Marple Mack. I'm not going to lie. Not a fan.
What if you and Marple Mack called the place together?
Well, first of all,
no, they'd be
Marple,
in a fight on the
sideline. Yeah, because it's like for you to ask me to be your errand person, like ain't, that dog don't hunt.
Yep.
We you know.
So did he ever get the letters? The Cartwright letters?
No, you got them. He just didn't deliver them.
So
to
where are the Cartwright letters?
Oh, we have
they
no
probably
idea.
Threw them away.
They could be. Yeah. Oh, it could be in a landfill here. Somewhere.
Yeah, they're more than likely in a landfill.
It's like the sort of a movie. It starts with the Cartwright letters. And you figure out how they got there.
Yep. All right. So this is a movement I like because Pro Bowl voting is going around.
Oh, great.
Can we? With enough votes, write in Hugh Douglas to get into the Pro Bowl.
If we really push it.
To go to Florida?
Yeah, you get to go to the Pro Bowl.
It's the honor.
I don't want to go to Florida.
The it's the honor of it. Hugh.
I don't want to go to Florida, though. Everybody's in Florida.
Go to
Disney. Was it Disneyland, right?
No,
it's Disney World. Okay, Disney.
Lands
okay.
in California.
They don't even really play anymore. You just get to go out there, play some flag football.
It's a free vacation.
Do some skills challenges.
I don't want to go.
I think it'd be good for you.
I think it'd be good for us, for everybody.
I don't want to go.
There goes Dollar Tree Douglas talking about being cheap again.
What is wrong with being cheap? Like, when you call me cheap, that's not a bad word.
I think you actually take it as a compliment.
Yeah, because it's like being cheap. Like, you know, especially when you talk about most people that when they retire from the NFL, they're like broke 5 years after they retire.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to the next one.
What are you going to do? Can you calm down?
No, I was about to
No more.
Just came in. People pushing to replace Dental Douglas on the bracket with Halitosis Hugh.
Wait a minute, Halitosis. Oh, I don't play that game either. I keep mouthwash on me. And another thing, when you're talking to somebody, if you have stinky breath, like as a cute person, if you're attractive and your breath stinks, that's a bad look. Mm-hmm. Like, seriously.
Yep.
And you got bad
dental hygiene seems like it's like, your number one thing.
Like, dude, as an older gentleman, that's huge. Because a lot of people don't take care of the teeth, man.
Speaking of, good Lord, Hugh. I don't even know what that was.
Evergreen.
Yep. What the hell is this garden gnome talking about?
Garden gnome. You don't
like
my
the garden
hat?
Gnome.
I like my hat.
Yeah. What does it say? What does it say? Select?
Yes.
I couldn't tell what word it was all
day.
Because you haven't fully turned. I just see the L-E-C-T most of the day.
A couple quick things here. Joe Giglio, benching Jalen Hurts should be on the table. Callers, Jalen Hurts deserves a leash. He's a Super Bowl MVP. Hugh, I had some good raviolis yesterday.
That was
our first hour
that's
today.
That's the show.
I've never had, like, for real raviolis, and I was, yeah.
I just don't know how you went this long without good ravioli.
Because it's one of those things, because you always get it out of the can.
No, you don't have to.
I don't hang out with my Italian friends.
No, I mean, go to an Italian restaurant.
Yeah, yeah, I need to hang out with my Italian friends.
Just
more.
Go to restaurants. They
you
have it
out
on
with
the
Chef Boyardee.
No, I didn't. It was just, okay, when you go to a restaurant.
Yeah.
I don't think ravioli is like, I know it's good, but that's not
good, yeah.
What I want to go to the restaurant again.
It hits the spot, though.
No, I hear you, and I understand that now.
All right.
But it's like, I'm not going to get ravioli.
One more quick thing.
Yep.
Music to my ears.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron in San Diego finally wore Joe Giglio down. We'll take a listen.
Half the league is better right now. Why can't you just say the truth on the quarterback, but on all the other players, we say the truth?
Why? Because the positives in that game were taken away from the quarterback. He threw two dimes to his wide receiver, and the guy dropped the ball.
Yeah. So you won't answer the question. I'm done. This is not hard. It's not hard. We do it with everybody else, but with the quarterback of the Eagles, we lie. Everybody else, who's better, Shohei Ohtani or Aaron Rodgers? Oh, excuse me, or Bryce Harper? Shohei Ohtani just rolls off the tongue. But with Jalen Hurts, oh, we got to defend him. He's our quarterback. Shut up. Shut up, Aaron. Wow. My God.
I knew he was done when he did that.
Yeah, Joe doesn't do the shut up very often.
I don't.
Said shut up. No. My God.
No, it's pretty rare. He's about to stand up. Yeah. I will be sitting down or standing up, but I will be listening 4:30 today. You know who's on the afternoon show?
Who?
Kyle Schwarber on the afternoon show.
Who pulled that off?
Well, we'll find out. Afternoon
don't even nobody
show.
Like Spike like that. How he get that?
Afternoon show next. Schwarber, their guest at 4:30. You have a good one. We'll talk tomorrow on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This holiday season, we're with the new Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry Whiskey. It's bold, vibrant blackberry flavor blended with the creamy vanilla, toasted oak, and just a touch of honey. It's the perfect pour for your holiday parties, family gatherings, or a quiet night up by the fire. Make your season merry with Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry. Stop by your local fine wine and good spirit stores and pick you up a couple bottles to make your own festive Jack Daniel's Blackberry cocktail. Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry. Celebrate this season responsibly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills.
but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.